Oh no, can you hear me now?
You got you, sir.
Curtis. Hi, everybody. Sorry about that.
Good morning. I am Ron Bohannon, the development hearing officer for today's meeting. I call the order to order the agenda of October 11th, 2023. The time is roughly 9:03. This is a remote or online hearing where all participants will be on a video or audio conference. We are conducting this hearing remotely so that everyone can participate safely while we are under a public health emergency. Please keep your audio on mute and your video off when you are not involved in the case being heard. Please note that we are recording the audio of this hearing. Since it's audio only, it will be important that you give your name each time before you begin your remarks. We will be using the chat capability of Zoom to let you know which agenda item we are on. Please watch for that feed. The chat will also let you ask a question of the moderators, which are Jay Rodenbeck and Robert Webb. We want to inform you that all chat conversations are part of the record and subject to the inspection of the Public Records Act. Please keep your chats comments relevant to the hearing. I would like to introduce the development facilitation team staff and swear them in at this time. Jolene Wolfley, Jay Rodenbeck, Robert Webb, Curtis Cherney, David Gutierrez, Jeff Palmer, Whitney Phelan, Tiquan Chin. Did I miss anybody? No, I got. Would you all do you all swear and affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Yes, I do.
I do.
Thank you.
And then you need Bonnie Strange and Hannah Olick.
Okay, I'm sorry. Bonnie Strange and Hannah Olick, would you raise your right hand? Do you swear and affirm to tell the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. A note for all the applicants, any plats that are approved today will be electronically signed following the hearing. Mr. Jay Rodenbeck routes those documents to the DFT members. Once the applicant has submitted a final PDF that includes all the utility signatures, the applicants will receive an emailed copy of the signed document. If you're approved with conditions, you will need to complete those conditions with appropriate DFT members and then send PDFs to Mr. Rodenbeck to get electronic signatures. The city engineer, who is on vacation today, is the final person to sign a plat. Ms. Angela Gomez is our hearing monitor. Ms. Gomez, will you alert us to any changes in the agenda at this point?
Yes, I have three announcements for this morning. The first being for item number 1, PR 2022-006794, application SD 2023-00176 for preliminary and final plat. The agent requests deferral to October 25th.
Okay.
The second item is for PR 2022-007153, application SD 2023-00179 for preliminary and final plat. The agent requests deferral to October 25th.
Okay.
And finally, for item number 3, PR 2023-008767, application SD 2023-00180 for preliminary and final plat, and application VA 2023-00306 for sidewalk waiver. The agent requests deferral to October 25th.
Okay, the Ron Bohannon hearing officer, thank you very much, Ms. Gomez. Now that we have the agenda set for today, we will ask any members of.
Mr. Bohannon,
yes.
You actually need to vote on those.
This is hearing officer Bohannon. I approve the revised agenda with items 4 through 8 as published. Now that we have the agenda.
And if you would just mention that what we discussed this morning, these are being deferred and you're recusing yourself from
okay.
them. Okay.
Yes, items 1 through 1, 2, and 3. I had a conflict of interest, and so those were deferred at 2 weeks for 2 weeks. But I have no conflict on the remaining items. Okay, so I'm going to ask the members of the public that if you have a particular item that you would like to speak on, that as we get closer to that item and on that item, if you're on Zoom, you can use your raise your hand feature. If you're on the video, you can turn your camera on, unmute, and literally raise your hand. If you're on audio only, you can hit star 9 and participate that way. If there are any technical issues, I will end the meeting and we'll resume at 1 p.m. using the same Zoom link and phone number. I will read a statement regarding the purpose of the DHO. The DHO was created in 2022 by amendment to the Integrated Development Ordinance. The DHO and DFT staff members apply the standards and requirements and the Integrated Development Ordinance and the Development Process Manual. Okay, with that, we will begin with agenda item number 4. PR 2019-002309, SD-2019-00181, vacation of public easement. Sketch plat was heard on 8/30/23 by the DFT. Cartesian Surveys, Inc., Agents for Tallgrass Holdings, LLC, request aforementioned action for all or a portion of Tract 4, Wymont Subdivision Zone MXM, located on Wyoming between Montgomery and La Mirada Place Northeast, containing approximately 0.7279 acres. Property owners are Wymont, LLC. The request is eliminate existing 6-foot public sidewalk easement via vacation and replace with a new 6-foot wide sidewalk easement following the installed sidewalk traversing existing Track 4. Mr. Mulhern, would you unmute?
Yes, good morning. This is Ryan Mahal with Cartesian Surveys, address PO Box 44414, Rio Grande, Chino, New Mexico, 87174, serving as agent.
Mr. Mulhern, do you swear and affirm to tell the truth?
I do swear.
Okay, we've got your address for the record. Would you go ahead and provide a brief presentation?
Happy to do so. So Wymont had recently been subdivided, the overall subdivision, back in 2022. And at that time, there was granted easement 41 there, which expected a sidewalk to kind of be going just in a straight alignment. And it was not installed that way. It was installed according to our easement, 57 sort of dimensions and everything. And so the site sketch kind of does a better job of showing that that existing sidewalk follows that easement 57 alignment that will eventually grant with the preliminary final plat application that we've submitted in a couple weeks. And so at this hearing, we're just looking to clean up that easement 41 and get rid of that straight alignment that was granted in that 2022 plat, because the installed sidewalk does not follow that. And that's it from us. So we await comment. Thank you.
Okay. Is there anybody in the public that wishes to comment on agenda item number 4? Please unmute. Turn your camera on and or raise your hand. Seeing none, we'll go to the DFT members for comment. Water Authority, Mr. Gutierrez.
Yeah, this is David Gutierrez, the Water Authority. Water Authority has no objection to this vacation. For any future development, please request an availability statement. That's all I have. Thank you.
Hearing Officer Bohannon, thank you. We'll go to code enforcement.
Hi, this is Jeff Palmer with Code Enforcement. Code Enforcement has no comments and no objections to the proposed vacation of public easements as proposed.
Hearing Officer Bohannon, thank you, Mr. Palmer. We'll go to Parks and Recreation. Ms. Phelan.
Hi, this is Whitney Phelan with Parks and Recreation, and I have no comments or objections for this plotting action. Thank you.
Okay. Hearing Officer Bohannon, thank you. We'll proceed to Hydrology. Mr. Chin.
Yuquan Chen, Hydrology. Hydrology has no objection and defers to transportation for the 6-foot sidewalk easement elimination and replacement.
Okay. Hearing Officer Bohannon, thank you. We'll proceed to Mr. Cherney with transportation.
Yeah, this is Curtis Cherney with transportation. No objection.
Okay. This is Hearing Officer Bohannon. We'll conclude with planning. Jay or Jolene, which one are you taking? Or Bonnie? Or
Hannah. Yes. Hi. This is Hannah Olick with planning. Planning has no objections. Per IDO 66M3, this application for the vacation of easement meets both criteria, 66M3A and 66M3B. The public welfare does not require this easement to be retained, as well as the vacation of this easement won't abridge any property rights against the will of the property owners or the public. This is going to clean up the record to regrant the new public sidewalk easement that follows the existing improvements. Another comment I have is that per table 643 of the IDO, the easement vacation would expire within 1 year if not platted. Therefore, a platting application must be submitted within 1 year of the vacation approval. And that's it.
Thank you. This is Hearing Officer Bohannon. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
There was no public comment. I'll reach back out for public if they were late signing on. Seeing none, I will provide, Mr. Mulhern, is there anything else you would like to add to the record for ACT?
No, that's right. I'm a whole Cartesian. No. Sounds like we're all clear, and we'll see you in a couple weeks for the platting action. Thank you.
Okay. I am going to approve the vacation of public easement because the welfare does not require that the easement be retained, and there's no convincing evidence that any substantial property right is being abridged or vacated, and that the application meets all applicable requirements of the IDO and DPM. If there's anything else, we will see you in a couple weeks.